intricate element of life, the only thing we all claim to have inside but never really get to understand. It's crazy the way it turns our minds upside down the moment we bump into it. Love. An expression of emotion that turns intestines into butterflies, flapping their wonderful colorful wings with so much intensity that tickles the stomach wall, making one feel shockwaves that signal the beginning of a wonderful journey. It captivates and motivates. The intricacy in the design cannot be understood even when we try to cultivate its core. More. There is to love more than we've been taught, see. God is love and the Alpha too, hence all that begins must start with love. Sometimes we hate to love and love to hate, and the only time this happens is when love is hurt, when it cries out for hydration but dies of thirst, see. Love. Love is an old woman asking for just one more day, only so she can look into her grandchild's eyes. Love. Love is an art that can never be mastered but can be taught. Love. Love is holding on whilst letting go, disregarding all you know and choosing to grow. Love. Love wasn't made for him and her but for they that live. Claiming to love is only but theoretical and cannot complete the equation, so why not add the practical part of it? Try showing the love you claim to have inside by giving out food even when you know you will be left with nothing to eat. Try being nice and expecting nothing in return for it, see. I once knew a guy that bumped into a goddess. The moment he saw her, he felt cocoons in his belly that bred butterflies into his chest. His heart beat faster as the love grew stronger. He took a chance and proposed his love. She smiled in agreement to his words and they lived happily ever after. Wait, let's rewind. She smiled in agreement to his words, but after a few months of being together, he felt the relationship was cursed. But still he braced himself and dived deeper. Drowning, yes, was a possibility, but breaking the curse was the only road to stability. He searched for the curse till he realized he had mistaken the cocoons and butterflies he felt for love. He dropped a tear and said to her, "I thought you were the one," and in response she said,
"So did I."
One time, I heard someone define love as emotion, a feeling. The definition did not excite me, so I set out to study more. Then I found out that love is a decisive decision decided by he that chooses to decide to love. But the misconception of the concept has raised a generation of titans that think love is a contest. Seeking to find love through fame and fortune. Seeking to thrive in wealth with an expectation to buy people's affection towards them. You don't have to fight for love. All you have to do is give it out and be expectancy. The ecstasy is hard to see when all you see you can't believe, see. Love isn't cunning or shrewd, not hateful or rude, but crazy and good. So yes, from these words onwards I dare you and tell you to think of love not as a feeling of emotion but a critical decision. Consider this poem as a building block of this messenger's legacy. Memento mori, I too want to be remembered for love. Shout out to memory.
Shikundi. It's a feel that's hard to understand, but still we can't fight for it. Oh, we can't fight for it. Na na na, we can't fight for it. Oh, we can't.